Hey everyone. So here is the last half of the chapter of The Hole of the Witches. We have a great task ahead of us. Thank heavens you are a mouse. A mouse can go anywhere. All I'll have to do is put you down somewhere near the Grand High Witch's castle, and you will very easily be able to get inside and creep around looking and listening to your heart's content. I will, I answered. No one will ever see me. Moving about in a big castle will be child's play compared to going into a crowded kitchen full of cooks and waiters. You could spend days in there if necessary, my grandmother cried. In her excitement, she was waving her stick all over the place, and suddenly she knocked over a tall and very beautiful vase that went crashing onto the floor and smashed into a million pieces. Forget it, she said. It's only Ming. You could spend weeks in that castle if you wanted to, and they'd never know you were there. I myself would get a room in the village, and you could sneak out of the castle and have supper with me every night and tell me what was going on. I could, I cried out. And inside the castle, I could go snooping around simply everywhere. But your main job, of course, my grandmother said, would be to destroy every witch in that place. That really would be the end of the whole organisation. Me destroy them? I cried. How could I do that? Can't you guess? She said. Tell me, I said. Mouse maker, my grandmother shouted. Formula 86 delayed action mouse maker all over again. You will feed it to everyone in the castle by putting drops of it into their food. You do remember the recipe, don't you? Every bit of it, I answered. You mean we're going to make it ourselves? Why not? She cried. If they can make it, so can we. It's just a question of knowing what goes into it. Who's going to climb up the tall trees to get the Gruntle's eggs? I asked her. I will, she cried. I'll do it myself. There's plenty of life left in this old dog yet. I think I'd better do that part of it, Grandmama. You might come a cropper. Those are just details, she cried, waving her stick again. We shall let nothing stand in our way. And what happens after that? I asked her. After the new Grand High Witch and everyone else in the castle has been turned into mice. Then the castle will be completely empty, and I shall come in and join you and... Wait, I cried. Hold on, Grandmama. I've just had a nasty thought. What nasty thought? She said. When the mouse maker turned me into a mouse, I said, I didn't become just any ordinary mouse that you would catch with mouse traps. I became a talking, thinking, intelligent mouse person who wouldn't go near a mouse trap. My grandmother stopped dead in her tracks. She already knew what was coming next. Therefore, I went on, if we use the mouse maker to turn the new Grand High Witch and all the other witches in the castle into mice, the whole place will be swarming with very clever, very nasty, very dangerous, talking, thinking mouse witches. They'll all be witches in mouse's clothing. And that, I added, could be very horrible indeed. By golly, you're right, she cried. That never occurred to me. I couldn't possibly take on a castle full of mouse witches, I said. Nor could I, she said. They'd have to be got rid of at once. They'd have to be smashed and bashed and chopped up into little pieces exactly as they were in the Hotel Magnificent. I'm not doing that, I said. I couldn't anyway. I don't think you could either, Grandmama. And mouse traps wouldn't be the slightest use. By the way, I added, the Grand High Witch who did me in was wrong about mouse traps, wasn't she? Yes, yes, my grandmother said impatiently. But I'm not concerned about that Grand High Witch. She's been chopped up long ago by the hotel chef. It's the new Grand High Witch that we've got to deal with now, and the one up in the castle, and all her assistants. A Grand High Witch is bad enough when she's disguised as a lady. But just think of what she could do if she were a mouse. She could go anywhere. I've got it, I shouted, leaping about a foot in the air. I've got the answer. Tell me, my grandmother snapped. The answer is... cats, I shouted. Bring on the cats. My grandmother stared at me. Then a great grin spread over her face and she shouted, it's brilliant, absolutely brilliant. Shove a half a dozen cats into that castle, I cried, and they'll kill every single mouse in that place in 5 minutes. I don't care how clever they are. You're a magician, my grandmother shouted, starting to wave her stick about again. Look out for the vases, Grandmama. To heck with the vases, she shouted. I'm so thrilled I don't care if I break the lot. Just one thing, I said. You've got to make absolutely sure I'm well out of the way myself before you put the cats in. That's a promise, she said. What will we do after the cats have killed all the mice? I asked her. I'll take all the cats back to the village, and then you and I will have the castle completely to ourselves. And then, I said, then we shall go through the records and get the names and addresses of all the witches in the whole wide world. And after that, I said, quivering with excitement, after that, my darling, the greatest task of all will begin for you and me. We shall pack our bags and go travelling all over the world. In every country we visit, we shall seek out the houses where the witches are living. We shall find each house, one by one, and having found it, you will creep inside and leave your little drops of deadly mouse maker in the bread, or the cornflakes, or the rice pudding, or whatever food you see lying about. It will be a triumph, my darling, a colossal, unbeatable triumph. We shall do it entirely by ourselves, just you and me. That will be our work for the rest of our lives. My grandmother picked me up off the table and kissed me on the nose. Oh, my goodness me, we're going to be so busy these next few weeks and months and years, she cried. I think we are, I said. But what fun and excitement it's going to be. You can say that again, my grandmother cried, giving me another kiss. I can't wait to get started. And that is the end of The Witches. So what I think I'll do next is set you some tasks for this chapter, and then maybe over the next couple of days or next week, set you some individual tasks about what maybe you think could happen next. I hope you enjoyed it.